Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1189, Muscle Cramps, How to Handle Them, and Why They Aren't So Bad, Part 2, by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Thursday, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you if you celebrate. This is one of a few podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free, so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Now, I know that today's Thanksgiving Day in the US, and this Thanksgiving may not be ideal given the pandemic. It may be, in fact, difficult to find things to be thankful for right now. And it's going to sound super cheesy and cliche, but I'm truly thankful for you. Don't roll your eyes, just listen. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Without you, this doesn't exist. I mean, think about it. If a podcast host records a podcast, and there's no one around to hear it, do they still make a sound? Okay, that riddle didn't quite go the way I had planned, but you get the idea. Thank you to everyone that took the time to send me a question for the Friday Q&A episodes. Thank you for sharing this show. And of course, I thank all of the wonderful bloggers that have allowed us to read their content to you. I wish you a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving. Tear. Okay, back to today's episode. Today's post, remember, is a continuation from yesterday. So I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first if you haven't already. That's episode 1188. But if you're all caught up, let's finish up Kate's post as we optimize your life. Muscle cramps, how to handle them and why they aren't so bad. Part 2 by Kate Galliott of TheUnbreakableBody.com. Here are three things you can do to improve your neurological learning. 1. Explore how to use your tissues in their end ranges. The first time you place your hip muscles into their shortest range and send neurological input to them in the form of firing muscles in the hip, you will likely feel all too well just how this new experience is for your body. Think, welcome to Cramp City. But the 500th time? When you move into that position and your body says, oh, we know this position well, and we know just what to do here, the cramp will not appear. Put simply, you must explore the entire range of your joints and tissues, not just the middle, not just one position. 2. Teach your tissue how to manage a new position by going into that position and improving your capacity in that position. Once your tissue can go into these new positions, as you've been exploring the full range of your joints and tissues, then you must increase your ability to function in that position. Having someone push your hips into a stretch does not serve to educate your nervous system. The nervous system itself needs to be able to get into and work with that position. Can you keep the rest of your body more stable as you move around this new position? Can you expand the range that you have control over in this new position? Can you increase the complexity and integrate two joints moving at the same time instead of allowing only one joint to function? 3. Understand that there isn't only one input that will change tissue immediately. To adapt and influence your tissue, you will need frequent, long-duration, directional force input. Your posture doesn't turn into slouched, slumped adult overnight. Teach your anatomy the forces and signals you want it to respond to by showing it those forces and signals regularly. And then remember, this process of teaching your body how to communicate better with its tissues takes time and repetition. you wouldn't study a new language once a week for 30 minutes and think that you're going to ever become fluent in that language. Why would you only teach your body how to use your tissue in these new and expanded ways in a similar manner, spending time on it once a week for a short duration? The holistic approach to handling cramps. This section could also be titled the woo approach to handling cramps, or the self-empowerment approach to handling cramps. Here's what it definitely is: mental strengthening, something that is vitally important to develop if you are to handle muscle cramps, the ups and downs of life, and all of the other stuff that makes up your life as a human. I'm now going to share with you the thought process I use when I sense a muscle cramp coming on. This process helps me not only handle the cramp with greater ease, it helps me stay focused on the work at hand. When you experience a muscle cramp, your initial reaction is to get away from the cramp, to make it stop, to tense your body in the hopes of mitigating the cramp. These things do not work. When you squirm and fight the sensation of a cramp, you're trying to hold on to control, and in doing so, you are avoiding the chance to tap into the open focus meditative qualities of the cramping experience, running from the very thing you need to improve, letting go of your power. As Alan Watts says so well in this brief excerpt of one of his talks, quote, "Anytime you voluntarily let up control, cease to cling to yourself, you have an access to power. You're wasting energy in self-defense, trying to manage things, trying to force things to conform to your will. The moment you stop doing that, that wasted energy is available." End quote. So the next time you find yourself wanting to hold on to control, fighting against the cramps instead of going with them, try this instead. Notice the cramp coming on. Inhale slowly, deeply, as long as you can. Notice where you're starting to tense up as the cramp arrives, and see if you can let go of the tension. Exhale slowly, fully, as long as you can. Remind yourself, it's just a cramp, and that's okay. Everything is good here. Remain connected to what's happening. See if you can stay where you are while the cramp happens, and experience that, hey, it's really not so bad to sit through a cramp. I've been able to do this through very intense and more moderate cramps. My clients have been able to do it, and I'm certain you can too. Remember, on the other side of Cramp City is a body that is more knowledgeable about itself, tissue that functions better, and a confidence in yourself to know that you can go through discomfort and come out the other side just fine. You just listened to part two of the post titled Muscle Cramps: How to Handle Them and Why They Aren't So Bad by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Yesterday, I shared how during many a swim practice, I would experience some pretty severe foot cramps. My right foot was particularly susceptible. I would be in the middle of an endless number of laps my coach was having us do, and suddenly my right foot decided it was done and it would cramp up. I just wish I had Kate's advice back then. Just as Kate mentioned, I would try to fight the sensation, and this only seemed to make the pain worse. I would start to hyperventilate instead of taking deep breaths. Instead of accepting the pain, I would try and wish it away, afraid that my coach would come over and yell at me for stopping in the middle of the workout. But even more importantly, I could have spent some time on my days off to strengthen that foot and increase its range and capacity. Once in a while, I do still wake up with severe cramping in one of my calf muscles, but thanks to Kate, I not only know how to make it go away, but prevent it from happening in the future. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you again so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber. I wish you a very happy and healthy Thanksgiving if you're celebrating, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for the Friday Q&A and where your optimal life awaits.